KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies now in Atlantic and 20 degrees. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports one person was arrested on a drug charge Monday night. 50-year-old Rebecca Lynn Myers of Clarinda was taken into custody in the 1200 block of Highway 34 at around 11:20 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Myers was cited into court and then released from the scene. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held their annual organizational meeting Monday morning here in Atlantic, and during their session, the board elected Gaylord Schelling as their chairman for 2016. Last year's chairman, Frank Waters, was elected as vice chair for 2016. In other business, the supervisors agreed to continue with their regular meetings every Wednesday morning at 8:30, unless otherwise noted. They also approved the appointment of board members to various county commissions and boards, as well as the appointment of other individuals to various county boards, commissions, and committees. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors also held an organizational meeting Monday morning at the Shelby County Courthouse, and during their session, the board passed on the second reading an amended snow removal ordinance. The ordinance says it is unlawful for any individual to deposit snow or ice onto a public roadway in quantities adequate to hinder the utilization of the road by the traveling public. A penalty for violating the provisions of pushing snow into the roadway is for first offense. They will be contacted and given a copy of the winter maintenance policy and a verbal warning. The warning will then be documented. On the second offense, the offender will be fined $50, and on the third offense, there's a $100 fine. After the Christmas snowstorm, officials observed that over 80 instances where snow had been pushed across the roadways in amounts that were considered hazardous to motorists in Shelby County. And with the passage of the ordinance, that type of activity will no longer be tolerated. County leaders say with another rain-snow event forecast for the latter half of this week, residents clearing their driveway or sidewalks should follow the ordinance and clear any snow that you may have thrown onto the roadway. An amendment to the ordinance, including the cost of additional snow removal by the county, may also be in the works. Former Senator and Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum will be stopping in Atlantic this Saturday. Santorum will meet with the public at noon at the home of Paul and Sherry Eichel at 56384 Highland Road. That's about 4 miles west of Atlantic on G30. Anyone who is interested is invited to attend. During the event, Santorum will share his vision for America and address the threat of ISIS and situation in the Middle East. Officials of the Atlantic Community School District will hold an open session Wednesday afternoon. During that 4 p.m. meeting in the library at the Atlantic Middle School, the district's administration will receive the non-certified collective bargaining unit's initial proposal. No action will be taken, and the district will present its proposal at a later date. A reminder today from the office of Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst that the senator will kick off her 99-county Iowa tour for 2016 this Thursday morning. Ernst will return to the Montgomery County Courthouse in her hometown of Red Oak to host a town meeting that begins at 8 a.m. Thursday. The event is open to the public. The Cass County Democratic Party hosted about 40 Democratic activists from several counties last Saturday. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly said those in attendance heard from keynote speaker and presidential candidate Martin O'Malley, as well as all three congressional candidates, Desmond Adams, Jim Maurer, and Mike Sherzan, two of the three U.S. candidates, Tom Feagan and Bob Krause, and Scott Held, a candidate for Iowa House District Number 20. The event was a fundraiser for the Cass County Democrats, with all monies collected going to the local party to offset expenses for the 2016 caucus and election season, including the opening of the party's headquarters in Atlantic later this year. In our funeral announcements, Donald R. Hargens, age 96, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Hargens will be today at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ near Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Donald Richter, age 76, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Donald Richter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Letha Mae Josephson, age 94, of Audubon and formerly of rural Exira, died December 29th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Letha Josephson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Doug Hambleton, age 62, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Doug Hambleton will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Robert R. Bell, age 56, of Omaha and formerly of Manning and Arizona, died December 30th in Omaha. Graveside services for Robert Bell will be held Thursday at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. The Heafy, Hoffman, Dwarick, and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has arrangements. Lawrence Eskov, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lawrence Eskov will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Teresa Getz, age 86, of Irwin, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Teresa Getz will be Friday at 10 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Marilyn Burmeister, age 83, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Marilyn Burmeister are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.